Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to the Shameless Review Show here on Variety Radio Online. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about this week's episode of Shameless titled I Am a Storm. This episode was directed by Emmy Rossum, who plays Fiona Gallagher. This is her first time directing the show. An interesting fact about the episode is that I was actually in L.A., I was actually on the Warner Brothers studio tour while they were filming this episode. They told me that Emmy Rossum and William H. Macy were on set, so we couldn't have our phones out in a particular area because they were filming an episode of Shameless. And of course, checking Instagram at the time, that was when Emmy Rossum was posting about her directorial debut. So kind of interesting that I was so close to the process when it was happening. But the episode overall was great. I definitely felt a different director's point of view with the episode, and it was good. I think she did a great job. The episode itself was very interesting, and we are going to talk about all the Gallaghers. But to start off, I do say that we are four and strong here. They're actually doing a really great job this season, and I'm so excited that it's going this way. But first of all, since we're already talking about Emmy Rossum, let's just jump right into Fiona. I know if you guys have been listening to these reviews as I've been doing them, then you will know that I'm loving Fiona this season. And we are, like I said, we're going four and strong. I really loved Fiona in the episode. I do think my only thing with Fiona currently this season is that she is having all of the kids remove her as their emergency contact. And the only reason I say that is because I've been saying it's good for her to do what she needs to do to pursue a future. But the only thing is, what if something really detrimental happens? And, you know, she's the one who's been handling everything for the past few years, so she knows their medical history and everything like that. So it might be necessary for her to be the one to answer those questions. But aside from that, I think she's doing a great job. She goes a little bit into the sketchy business this week, though. We have a speakeasy, and I love the 1920s. Everything about it is just fascinating to me. So the speakeasy idea was awesome. I loved it. Not sure if that's going to have any repercussions, but then again, a lot of things that have been going on this season haven't had repercussions yet, so maybe it'll be okay. I'm not sure. But a striking and really important scene, I think, this week was when Lip and Fiona kind of face off in the Gallagher home. And Fiona leaves and goes to sleep in her office at Patsy's. And it's so interesting what silence can do for a TV show. The power of no sound at all is actually very immense, and you can do a lot with it, which is interesting because there's nothing actually happening, yet it speaks so many volumes. The camera pulling back and seeing her just silently kind of accepting that, okay, I have to work hard and I have to do this for me. This isn't for anybody else. This is for me now, because she is finally putting herself first. So that was a really great scene for me. Since we're talking about Lip, let's just move right on to Lip. Lip actually is having some realizations himself. I definitely think he still hasn't gotten it through his head yet how hard it is to be in Fiona's position. I know it's very easy for everybody on the show, like all the other Gallaghers, and for everybody watching the show to say, of course it should be Fiona's responsibility. But, you know, I think it's important to remember that she is the older sister. She's not the parent here. If anyone's technically responsible for these children, it's Monica and Frank. Of course, those are not good, positive, influential people in their lives. So that's out. But Fiona did a great job. And I think that Lip needs to realize how much work it is to do what Fiona did for them for all those years. So I think this is going to be good for him. Another thing that actually happens with Lip is he kind of realizes, I think he always suspected, that his internship is definitely doing some crooked work. He actually hacks into the, I don't even know, because I'm not really good with technology, but he hacks into something and figures out what they're doing, something about proxy servers. Again, that's all that tech talk that I don't really understand, but obviously Lip does because he's highly intelligent. So he figures out that they're doing some South stuff, and the feds actually bust them. He does get away with some iPads before the cops could stop him or anything. So there's that. I think he can use that and take what he learned from his professor. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but you all know the professor I'm talking about. And, you know, Lip basically has this conversation with him saying, why did you set me up with these people if you knew that they were crooked? And, you know, they have this talk about how you can stack the odds in your favor when you have that intelligence. So I'm not sure where Lip is going to go from here. I feel like that scene was setting up something big, though. So maybe we'll see more of that. Moving on down the line, let's go to Ian. Ian actually, and this is what was interesting about Ian's storyline. I think they're finally narrowing in on a storyline for Ian. I know over the past few reviews, we've talked about how they haven't really been giving him a concrete story to deal with. It's like we had the thing with Caleb and then the cheating and the breakup and then trying out his sexuality and then his manic phase and his bipolar disorder. But I think they're finally narrowing in on a storyline for him. We have the introduction of new character Trevor, I believe it is. And along the way, Ian actually finds out that Trevor is a transgender. I just want to preface this by saying that I do not know all the proper terminology, so I am in a position much like Ian, and I very much appreciate that the show is taking that fact that people, you know, truly don't understand and are trying to understand, and we're not trying to be offensive in it. So that's what I liked about what happened with Ian, is that he was not trying to offend Trevor. He really wasn't. He's just very confused and doesn't understand the proper terminology. I think that I understand a little bit more than Ian does, but I still, of course, do not fully comprehend all of the variations in sexuality and the terminology for it and everything like that. So I think that is going to be really eye-opening, not just for Ian, but also for the audience. Next on the list, we have Debbie. I am so glad that we are finally getting to a point where Debbie is kind of growing up a little bit. For a couple of seasons there, I wasn't sure where we were going with Debbie, because when I started the series, I loved Debbie. She was like one of my favorite characters on the show. Of course, I love them all, but she just really stuck out to me. But, you know, she had her little moopy phase, her teen phase, and her angsty stage. But we're finally getting to a point where I think she's realizing that she messed up. And she has this child now that she is responsible for, this whole other life that is not hers, that she has a duty to provide for. And it is completely her fault. It's not like it was an accident. She wanted to get pregnant, and now that she has the child, she is struggling, and she's realizing that. So she is actually trying to get work. She tries to interview, but, you know, that doesn't work out. I'm not sure how I feel about Fiona ruining that interview for her, but I don't know. You know, I'm not taking it too seriously right now, because I'm just really proud of where Fiona's going. But that was a little bit, that was like my only issue that I have with Fiona this episode, I think. But Debbie talks to Svetlana, which, you know, of course only leads to one thing. Svetlana tells Debbie that she needs to be using what she has to get ahead in life. And, you know, to an extent, I understand that. I am the first one to defend women for doing whatever they want with their body. It is your body, your rules. You get to decide what you do with it. So I am not shaming anyone at all. So it is completely up to Svetlana what she wants to do with her life. And it is completely up to Debbie what she wants to do with her life. So Svetlana kind of, you know, nudges her in the direction, and Debbie kind of leans towards advertising to be a life partner. Of course, it doesn't pan out, but I'm not sure where we're going with Debbie now, because this feels like the past few episodes, she's been trying these different schemes, and they are all kind of coming to an end, so I'm not sure where they're going with them. But one thing I really loved about Debbie in this episode is that I love the quote that we get from Svetlana to Debbie, and I can't remember the exact phrasing of it. I wish I did, because it was really beautiful, and I thought about it a lot after the episode ended, and I've been thinking about it for the past few days. But essentially, it goes something about how Svetlana was saying that, you know, strong women, don't be a strong woman, because strong women weather storms, but Debbie should want to be the storm. And I thought that was a really powerful quote. I love Svetlana. She's really coming into her own in the past few episodes, especially. She's becoming this fully developed character, and it's amazing to see that journey, because when she was first introduced to us, she was nothing but a prostitute that Mickey's dad paid to kind of convert him. So she's gone from this person who was disregarded and abused and neglected and looked down upon to this woman who is very powerful in taking charge of her own life. So I think that's really great to show people. Absolutely love that quote from Svetlana. Since we're already talking about Svetlana, I guess I will just go ahead and talk about Svetlana's dad. As expected, Kev and V are a little suspicious about Svetlana's dad. Honestly, I don't blame them. He gives me vibes that I'm not sure what to do with, but in the episode, it just happened to turn out, positively and everything like that. But I do have my suspicions, so we will see. Kev, V, and Svetlana weren't up to much this episode, but I did love that quote from Svetlana. So moving on. Next, we're going to talk about Carl. I loved Carl in this episode. He is talking with Dominique's dad still. And you know what? Dominique can kiss my ass, quite personally. I don't like her anymore because of cheating on Carl and continuing to act the way that she is. I don't understand why they are doing this, because I liked her up until she cheated on Carl. So I'm not sure why they chose to do that, but they did. And I mean, I don't know. I just don't like her anymore. But Carl, I really love the relationship that he's having with Dominique's dad, because we know Frank has been an awful influence in the kids' lives. And Fiona did everything she could, and she did an amazing job raising them. But a boy still needs a father figure. You know what I mean? So I think he's finding that in Dominique's dad. Just his lip has found it in the professor, and you know, they are going to continue to explore that. So after talking with Dominique's dad, Carl basically decides that he wants to go to military school. And I actually think that would be really good for him, but he has to work on saving the money for that now. So we'll see where that road leads. But I think the last thing we have to talk about is Frank in this episode. oh, Frank. I mean, he's realizing that this whole catering to the shelter thing is going to be a little bit harder than he thought. But what's interesting is that he's actually getting praised at the end of the episode. Like, on the television, it shows everybody's, like, praising him. So I'm not sure where we're going to go with Frank. I really don't know, but I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I loved the episode. Emmy Rossum, I think, did a great job directing. I am thrilled with the season so far. So hopefully it'll continue to be this amazing. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a shameless review here on Variety Radio Online. If you want to check out more from us, you can go to thevro.com, where you can find podcasts like these, or you can find written blog reviews, convention news, interviews, all kinds of amazing things. Make sure you check that out. And you can also find us on social media. You can like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, follow us on Tumblr and Instagram at Variety Radio Online, or follow us on Twitter at thevro. Also, if you would like to leave a comment for us, either on this page or any of the social media listed, we will read your thoughts about the Shameless episode, and we will talk about them on air. So thank you guys for listening. Check all those things out, and I will see you guys next week to talk more Shameless. Goodbye.